poll, plurality disapprove of Joe Biden's handling of the coronavirus. By Hannah Blow on February 17, 2022. Opinions of President Joe Biden's handling of the Chinese coronavirus, one of the major selling points of his presidential campaign, is souring, as a plurality disapproves of his handling of the pandemic, a Reuters/Ipsos survey released this week found. Respondents were asked to gauge how they feel about Biden's approach to the pandemic. Overall, 48% said they disapprove, compared to 47% who approve. However, of those who approve, 17% do so strongly, while 17% somewhat approve, and 13% lean towards approve. Over a quarter of those who disapprove, 26%, do so strongly, while 11% somewhat disapprove, and 11% lean towards it. 5%, overall, remain unsure. The survey, taken January 31 to February 7, 2022, among 4,404 American adults, has a margin of error of +/+1.8%. Ratings on Biden's handling of the pandemic have continued to sink over his first year in office, particularly after announcing the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, vaccine mandate, which would have affected roughly 84 million workers. The Supreme Court, however, blocked that particular measure, but the fact remains that Biden went back on his word, as he previously said he would not impose vaccine mandates upon the American people. No. I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand it be mandatory, Biden said of vaccine mandates in December 2020. That same month, Biden unveiled his plan for just 100 days of masking, ultimately breaking that promise as he continues to urge Americans to wear masks and has failed to lift the federal mask rule for air travel. As I've said in the last 2 years, please wear a mask. If you're in a, you know, I think it is part of your patriotic duty. It's not that comfortable. It's a pain in the neck, Biden stated last month. More recently, Biden said it is probably premature for states to lift their remaining mask requirements, a trend seen in the last 2 weeks. What is more, during a presidential debate in October, Biden offered a pointed position on former President Donald Trump's handling of the pandemic. He said, 220,000 Americans dead, adding, if you hear nothing else I say tonight, hear this, anyone who is responsible for that many deaths should not remain as President of the United States of America. Biden has far surpassed that figure in his first year of office, as U.S. death totals for the Chinese coronavirus in 2021 surpassed the figures in 2020, despite Biden at the helm and the widespread availability of vaccines. As of Thursday, the U.S. reported a cumulative total of 928,749 coronavirus fatalities. Nevertheless, Biden has shown no signs of stepping down, despite his previous position that anyone who is responsible for that many deaths should not remain as President of the United States of America.